Halloween greetings from the North Pole. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Today is the day, of course, of the epic and now world-famous Halloween party here at the North Pole. And for the first time ever, we're going to provide a live radio report from there. Joining us from the party and in costume is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, tell us about your costume this year.
Well, Frank, this year I'm dressed as a cell phone. You can actually make a call or text on me, and of course the Santa Tracker app works too. People have been swiping on me all day.
Wow, Crash, that's pretty inventive. Do you think that costume will survive the food fight later tonight?
Not a chance, Frank. In fact, someone spilled some witch's brew on me a minute ago, and I nearly short-circuited.
Witch's brew? What's that, Crash?
Well, it's a fizzy, bubbling kind of drink that they're serving here at the party, Frank, and I gotta tell you, it's pretty dang good. It tastes a little like root beer, but it somehow continues to bubble and put out this cool kind of steam that's really good.
Crash, one of the questions we get about the Halloween party is about candy. Is there a lot of candy there?
Well, no, not really, Frank. I guess there's something a little different about the Halloween party here at the North Pole. We're more about cookies and pastries and cupcakes and pies, you know, the kind of stuff you can throw. There's a lot of food that's here. Some of it's just normal food because a lot of elves come straight from work to go to the party and they're hungry. So there's chili and soups and stews and stuff like that. So we don't do much with candy here at the party. There's traditional trick-or-treating later on tonight out in the village, but you know, that's for the kids and that comes after the party.
Crash, since we mentioned it a few weeks ago, we have received a lot of mail about bobbing for snowballs. Is that happening at the party?
Oh yeah, Frank. It's as popular as ever. A big old line over there for bobbing for snowballs has been going on there for hours. Mrs. Claus added a tiny bit of dry ice to the hot cocoa, so it's looking like it's steaming, and everybody seems to love that. I haven't tried it because of my costume, but Elf Denny told me that the cocoa's not even close to warm this year, and that fishing the snowballs out is a little harder to do because they're more frozen. That's causing a lot of cocoa-covered heads to come up, and I think it's going to make the food fight a little more active because so many are messed up and sticky already.
Well, the food fight seems to be what a lot of elves come for, Crash.
Oh, it is. It's huge here at the North Pole. Halloween tradition. I'm not sure yet if I'm going to join the fray this year because I walked here in my costume today and I don't want to freeze walking back. Plus, I want to use this costume again, Frank.
It sounds like a good time, Crash. Thanks for that live report, and good luck to you once the food starts flying. And give me a call if you need a ride home. From the North Pole, where we celebrate Halloween in style, I am Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.